Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart Talk. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. And we serve a God who we can get to know. And if we get to know Him, and as we get to know Him, we begin to trust Him. Not just have faith in Him, but also trust Him. A great problem in the church is because of the growing darkness, and it is growing, the darkness is growing, and most people buy into it, there's always a remnant that cannot be deceived by Satan. And they endeavor to know God. And Daniel pointed out that they that do know the Lord will be strong, very strong, and do exploits. No matter what they see, no matter what happens, they're going to trust God. And they're going to get the answers. And they're going to defeat their enemy, Satan, and the world system, which includes people that are persuaded by his darkness. Now, God loved the people, the human people, that are persuaded by the darkness. And most people on this earth are persuaded. That's why they have such an appetite for things that's not benefiting. And they have a low appetite for the things of God. The things the Lord has me teaching is good and wonderful. I've experienced it. And I'm learning it. And I'm growing in it. It works. The ways of God works. And people don't see that right off the bat unless they have unless they are tired of the world system and they want a better life. From the world system, it's hard to believe anything true because Satan has networked people into believing a lie. And they depend on things that's not true. And they receive lies as truth. And then when they do endeavor to believe the truth, they want something to encourage them all the time. They need encouragement because of the weakness that the world produces. I've noticed that false prophets, they weaken the people. They make the people depend on them. They bait the people. And then they use fear tactics. And, you know, if you don't trust me, you're going to lose your credibility. That's what happened to the false prophets. They went to these seminary schools, the seminary schools say, well, we give you credibility. If you don't do it our way, you're not going to have our credibility. You won't receive our credits. Satan made it so easy for people to go and learn about God. Then it's kind of like college. You know, your children go to college, then they get a job, and then they start making a strong income. You know, my cousin, he was an electrical engineer. He said, I'm glad my mama taught me to stay in college. That's when it got hard, he wanted to quit. He said, but when I finished, he said, now I make those big checks. He could take two checks and go buy a car, pay for it. He made big money because he finished. And he finished in the 60s. Made big checks. You did. So they wanted, when people go to seminary, and tradition says the pastor don't have to work, his full-time job is the church. And then they conveniently give him not only a church but a parsonage. And if he don't dance to that music, then they'll vote him out. He has to move his family, start all over. So the enemy uses convenience and wrong knowledge and bait him with credibility to leverage him into saying what they want. And some preachers, many of them went along with this. And they learn truth and they speak what they were taught. I'm not making this stuff up. This is crazy. And I saw it as a young adult for what it was. Because when I started studying the word for myself, I started learning wonderful things. And I said, why don't people live better? When I saw the scripture that the Holy Spirit, when the Spirit of truth is come, talking about the Holy Spirit, he will guide you into all truth. I said, this means that I can start a business and the Lord will show me how to run it. And even if I learned, I was going to go to school. See, the Holy Spirit can teach us all things, but it's not meant to be a substitute for an education. It's not meant to be a substitute for studying the Word. It's not meant to be a substitute for prayer. And it's not meant to be a substitute because you can have a strong relationship with the Lord. That's not a substitute for you going to church. Jesus said, don't forsake the assembling of yourselves together. And he wants us to go to church. It was his custom to go to the synagogue. And I know that churches are not perfect, but God said, go. And then, for your family's sake, pray and find a good church home. You have to pray and go where God tells you to go. Don't matter what grandmother went, mother went, and all the people. You have to do what God put in your heart. Or you won't proceed. Now, I talk about how victory works in many applications on these broadcasts. Yesterday we talked about how the world tries to oppose you, and it looks like you're not going to win most of the time. And you're surrounded, but God surrounded them. You always have the majority because God is on your side. He has a network of angels waiting on you to speak. And you can undo what the enemy has done against you, even if you see an army against you. It doesn't matter. The Maccabees were holding out in caves on a mountain, and they won. The Roman soldiers couldn't do anything with them. And they were mighty. They were trained fighters. They had all their best weapons. But they were fighting on the wrong side. And the Lord won. He always does. He scattered those armies, and the Maccabees were able to secure the plan of God so that Jesus could come. That was one of the enemy's last attempts through war to wipe out Judaism so that Jesus couldn't come. But it didn't work because somebody stood up, and God always has a remnant who stands. People that know God, and they will not surrender. And they won't get killed either. I know they are martyrs. And even and right after that, Daniel said many will die to try those who say they believe. See, God got this thing all wrapped up. If you have to be a martyr, so be it. It's not going, you can't die. You're a Christian. You love Jesus. They can kill the body, but they definitely can't kill the spirit. But some people can't kill them, period. Because God's gonna finish. He's gonna finish what he started in them. And it's determined. And the angels will always protect them. The Lord said, he told me, just like Jeremiah, he said, I've given you your life. And the enemy has tried to kill me several times and couldn't do it. And he never will. I will not die by his hand. But I'm going to use all the time God give me to do his will. We represent the Lord, and the Lord represents us. We obey him, and whatever he give us to do, he's going to back it up. He's going to help us win. We we speak His word, and we do things. We do things the devil can't reverse. But he does try to leverage people into that with their fears, with their greed, with their lust. Now, just like the pastors that I saw in New Orleans, and I started watching how the churches, they have parsonages, and they have to, and he leveraged the pastors. And these are the leaders. Somebody's trying to control what you think. If you read plainly in the Word of God, what it says, and a child can understand, and then you tell the pastor, well, the Lord said that we can be healed. Well, sometimes God don't heal. Everybody that Jesus, that came to Jesus for healing, they got healed. Except for his own hometown. They didn't go to him, he went to them. He healed a few sick folks because people wouldn't believe it. Now, it looks like God only selectively heals, but people were trained wrong. They were trained wrong. And because of unbelief, some people will not get healed. Even though they know that God heals, they were trained wrong. And the unbelief and the pain of the of the condition, and sometimes the threat of the death sentence of the condition, bullies people into believing that they can't get healed. And if they get in fear, it'll work to turn off their faith that they do have. Some people have faith, but they also have doubt, which came from wrong teaching out of the mouth of pastors that were leveraged by somebody. And you can run them, you can follow this train all the way back to Satan. Seducing spirits and doctrines of devils have plagued the church for centuries. The Protestants had to break off the Catholic Church. It was controlled by the Roman kings. And they were using the church to build money out of the people and control the multitudes. It gave them something that they wanted, but they twisted some things so that it would be neutered. And couldn't grow right, couldn't produce. And people are still plagued with doctrines of devils, even though they're learning more, because there's a lot of people who still have thoughts and opinions that stem from the deception. But God's got people that break through. They break through the darkness. They don't let the darkness suggest their life and how they live. And they take back what was stolen. And they stop being limited. And they start living. And they start trusting God. Now when God, all it takes is a man that will give God his total attention. If God can get your attention, eventually you're going to have a relationship, and from there you're going to start trusting what he says beyond what you see. And when that happens, now when God say do something, you trust it and you'll use your faith to carry it out. You already have been trained by faith. And this generation was trained by faith. The Lord used Kenneth Hagin to reintroduce faith to people. And he did it with good foundation. The Lord taught him how to use faith from his deathbed. So when we believe God and take him at his word, we already win. Now, we believe in God from the level of our own experiences. The word that we did receive, what we capable. See, our faith works by the power that works in us. So I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, what is the power that works in us? He said, this is the sum of what you believe. You sum up everything you believe. The truth, the lies, deception, you sum it all up. That's the strength, and that's the power that works in you. And our faith is according to the power that works in you. It's the sum of what sum of everything you believe, and that's the strength of your faith. That's what you will believe God for without doubt. Now, that's why I said your experiences, people have believed God for things, sometimes even great things. But when you receive the word of God, he's telling you what to do, just like Jericho. God told Joshua to walk around Jericho 7 times. Nobody says a word. And on the 7th time, you're going to blow the trumpets. And the people are going to worship. And when they did, and they perfectly obeyed Joshua, they looked ridiculous to the world. But they were obeying. They were, their trust was fixed on what the Lord said. And they acted on it. When you trust God and act on it, your trust becomes faith. You're acting on something greater than you. And that's what's missing in the church. Because people, they trust God on a certain level, according to a certain guideline, according to what other people have done. But when you trust God, what he's saying to you currently, even if it makes you look ridiculous, that's when you're going to see the miracles. That's when you're going to break the toughest yokes. And that's not happening. This revival is only happening among people who trust God now. People that won't trust God, they'll live according to the light that they've attained. They're not receiving new life. And they won't trust God to go any further. They're not receiving. See, trust helps you to receive the necessary revelation that God wants to give you. You can pray for a revival to Jesus come, but unless you receive the necessary revelation, you just won't be included in it, except for the prayers you pray. You have to obey him, or you will not be in this revival. You will not be a motivating factor in it, except for the prayers you pray. Now, when people do this, when they follow God, they see greater things. Every time I did an assignment and obeyed him, I saw greater things that was beyond me, and I know it. I know what happens when you trust him. I know what happens when you learn his ways. You grow properly. You're not like the neutered church that's leveraged by the devil. And they are leveraged. And they're going to die leveraged. Because they won't change. Now, I decided a long time ago, I'm not going to let anything leverage me. I'm going to follow God. Wherever I land, I land. However I look, that's how I look. I'm not going to play games with this. This is too important. And I don't even know what to do in the first place. And I found out that you can win, and you can grow, and you can do exploits. Exploits is when everything looks wrong. When you look surrounded, when it look like you just can't finish, you can't complete what you're doing, and it's all going to fail and go to nothing, you stand anyway. And then you overcome, and you finish the work, and it overcomes everything the enemy has done against you. And people get saved. That isn't, you exploited Satan. Let's do some exploits. I'm out of time, but the Lord is not here. Continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.